It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang, Amsheni Molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the guy you can still trust in your hour of need, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop, not any other haircut, best believe. I do not roll alone. I roll with ever beautiful, shining, glowing. She is destructive when I do this bit of the show. But I still love her. Oskumi, hi.
It's because you have a new intro literally every week.
It's
I'm trying to keep up, but it's hard to keep up.
The CV grows every week.
The CV grows every week.
But one other thing that's growing is our social media platform, and we are definitely looking forward to be interacting with us during the course of the show, and we'll share all our handles later on the show. Oskumi, we're touching a very painful subject, depending on which side of the spectrum of the conversation you sit. What are we talking about today?
Today's episode is not for sensitive listeners.
Oh, okay.
Because it's gory. We're going to be talking about period sex. I know a lot of people have done it. Nobody wants to admit it, but a lot of people have done it. The red robot has been skipped a lot of times.
So this red robot in this instance does not have a traffic officer. So what? It's just kostupung. We're just flying at 120 or 250 kilometers per hour. We're talking about having sex during period, and what happens there? What are some of the ramifications? What are some of the technical issues, or what are some of the other medical issues that tend to take place in that act? But once again, apologies. It would be a futile exercise to talk to ourselves because people will think that we are insane. But we have one insane doctor who is always our favorite. She's my personal favorite. I'm not sure how it was Khumi, but she's my personal favorite gynecologist. And when somebody asks me why she's your favorite gynecologist, I say the first letter in the word gynecologist is guy. So, and I'm sticking with it, and that's my truth. Dr. Zenda, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast.
Hello, beautiful people. As usual, great energy. How are you guys?
We are good.
Without sounding redundant, somebody said I must have a skipper for this. I'm sweet, no extra sugar, just enough to make the honey jealous.
Wow.
Born.
I'm here for it.
Wow.
Get I'm here for it.
Doctor, we're talking having sex during your periods. And
yes.
My first question would be, what are some of the misconceptions? What don't we know of as far as having sex during period is concerned? And what are some of the things, mhlambe, that we tend to overlook within that process?
First things first, I know when we introduced the topic, we said it's sensitive, we said it's gory, and I want us to chuck those two words out.
Okay.
Having a period is a perfectly normal biological
yes.
thing. Having a period is nothing more than the lining of your womb shedding as somebody who menstruates. And so it's not gory, it's just blood.
Yes.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
And of course, there is the respect for people's values, for people's views, for people's cultural beliefs, but there is nothing wrong with having sex during your period. If you are uncomfortable, by all means, don't have it. If your partner is uncomfortable, by all means, don't. If there is room for negotiation, because there actually is a slight jump of your testosterone as a woman, around the time of your period, that's why you get a little bit frisky during your period.
Yes.
Also, there is less worrying, not to say you can't fall pregnant during a period, but it's literally less likely than any other time of your cycle. So if you're psychologically not worrying about the potential of falling pregnant, then you are a little bit more relaxed and can be more in the zone. And I encourage this, particularly for women who are not necessarily like having heavy menstrual periods, or sometimes it's either right at the beginning or right at the end of your period. Guys, if you're bleeding for 7 days, are you going to tell me that for 7 days you're going to abstain, you're going to not going to have yum? No. Go ahead.
I mean, doctor, let me speak. I mean, you jumped onto actually a question I wanted to refer to, and that is, maybe as guys in particular, we are ill informed. What happens in the period process as far as females is concerned, and how can you put us at ease to say really sex can still continue, but obviously minding the cycles that you have said within the period?
Sure. I think it's important between couples have the conversation first in terms of just, you know, because it's not just the guys that are uncomfortable. There's a lot of women who are uncomfortable with having sex during your period. What is the reason for the discomfort? If we are already having, whether it's protected or unprotected sex, it's pretty much the same, whether I have a period or not, except there's obviously blood. The other thing that is, particularly with guys, they either think they might be hurting the lady, or they might even think they're going to contract something, like it's a disease, like a period is some kind of a disease, yeah. Yeah. Or an infection. If you're having unprotected sex, whether it's before, during a period or not, it's still unprotected sex. The risk of transmitting sexually transmitted infections is still there. And I just want to clarify once again, all the period is, that lining, what comes out as blood, is actually the lining of the wound that kind of builds up throughout the cycle in the hope that there might be a pregnancy. And if there's no pregnancy, it's literally like the wound gets rid of that blanket for that cycle to start a new cycle. So it's not that deep.
I'm glad you actually mentioned that, because what we're not trying to promote period sex. We just want people to feel comfortable and be informed if they want to do it. Now, periods are taboo almost in certain parts of society. You know, they come with a lot of stigma, if you will. How then would you advise somebody, let's say Naomi, because now my hormones are all over the place and I want to have sex, but my partner is not comfortable. How then do I open up that conversation?
That really goes, and maybe can I answer it in two parts? First of all, the issue of periods being taboo. That, particularly as women, as menstruators, we need to resist that stigma with everything. Because if you think about globally, the kind of taboos, you know, period is seen as unclean. And therefore, it prevents people from exercising not only their reproductive rights, their human rights, but also things like spiritual rights. So you can't go to certain temples if you are on your period. You can't prepare food for your family if you are in some parts of the world. You have to be isolated in some parts of the world. Young girls cannot attend school, cannot be part of the rest of the class whilst they have. So it interferes, these taboos and myths interfere with the core of human rights. And that's why when it comes to that particular topic, we must resist it, fight it with everything that we have. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to a relationship is about negotiation, and it is about creating a safe space for me to come and say, this is what I would like. The next person comes and says, this is what I would like. This is what I'm uncomfortable with, and vice versa. And then we find the middle ground. You can't force anybody to have intercourse if it's uncomfortable, and it's not going to be enjoyable if one of you and has a discomfort with it. So it's a conversation that is probably not going to happen once. It's something you're going to do it over and over. And also find out what is it that makes them uncomfortable. Is it just the fight of blood? Is it a something they believe about that, you know, fake during the period, like it's dirty, like it's an infection, they're going to cause an infection or they're going to contract an infection? Find out what is it in the conversation and then be okay as well to say it might be a no now, but somebody might warm up to the idea later. Somebody might say, we definitely have to use condoms then if you're on your period. I'll be more comfortable if we did. Yeah, then you say, yeah, okay, that's a compromise I can take. Or they'll say, okay, baby, let's have sex in the beginning. You know, your first day is very light, or your last day, which is also very light. So we can't go in there guns blazing and be like, how come you don't want to have sex with me during my period? No.
Yeah.
Negotiate, cooperate, and find a middle ground that allows both of you to still be true to yourselves, but also enjoy your relationship.
Okay, last period, doctor. Excuse the pun. last period.
Yes.
Talk to us, doctor. I would assume you spoke about cycles, and the menstrual cycle differs from time to time. When should we, as guys or anybody who wants to engage in sex with somebody who's in their periods, when is it a good time, or is it really still a subject of the person who is going through the period? So when would you advise to say, what are some of the things we need to look at? Where in the cycle is it perfect for us to engage in sex?
So for the women, because we are the ones who are cyclical beings, and it's always nice for the guys to know this. Day one, let's count together. Day one of the cycle is the first day of your period. Now, women differ, and women can have anything from 1 to 2 days to about 7 days of a period. That's the range of normality, right?
Okay.
And then the second thing that is quite important is the sexual drive of a woman. It also fluctuates because of this cyclical, these cyclical hormones. So in particular, on day 15, so we thought of day one is the first day of the cycle, continue counting. Day 15, you are literally, as a woman, swinging on chandeliers. You want to be on top of everything. Your
sex
drive
is at its
peak, right? And then there is a dip. About 3, 4, 5 days sometimes just before your period, where literally all your hormones plummet to the ground, and that's when women will experience PMS. The kind of sex as well at that time can be very different because they're more emotional. Things that were nice around day 15, around ovulation, are not so nice anymore. Breasts are a bit tender, the mood is not so great. And they may even be experiencing some kind of dryness, aren't they? So they want more gentle sex rather than swinging on chandeliers. Now, as a woman goes into their period, suddenly there's a little bit of testosterone, which is great for your sex drive, but there's also a pickup in your estrogen, which is also good for your sex drive. That's why, like I said, you get that friskiness a little bit during the period. That may cause a woman to want to have sex during the period. So as a guy, if you can understand that you can't have the same kind of sex, never going to go, okay, we can deal last week and we clean the food.
Yeah.
No. Learn your person, understand their cycles, the kind of sex that they need at different times of their cycle, and you will win brownie points every single time.
Look, doctor, like Jill Scott, this sounds like an emotional roller coaster, but I think we definitely looking forward to it. And I think, I was counting the days. It seems like day 15 for me and the chandeliers. That's me. Yeah. I'm on day 15, but, it's important that as men, we really take heed to some of this invaluable information that you're sharing with us. Once again, doc, a big thank you to you. And for me and Oshumi, you are still our favorite gynecologist.
Yes, you are.
Always a pleasure. I so look forward to seeing you guys in person soon.
Yes, it's going to happen soon. Thank you so much for the engagement, doctor. Keep safe. And remember, the elephants are marching to your doorstep very soon.
We are waiting for the elephants. they're not going to... They're not going to see it coming, I tell you.
Lalel. Thank you so much, Doc.
Sam.
Okay, Doc. I mean, whew, Doc. Khumi, I mean, quite interesting. I learned a lot. I think there were, admittedly, there were things that I had preconceived misconceptions about as far as having sex during a woman's period. But I'm really covered as far as information, and it's important that guys take in all this information and read up as further as they can as far as they knowing and understanding their women during their time or during their cycle.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, this is not an endorsement for people to skip the red robot. We're not encouraging anybody to do it. All we're saying is, should the need arise to add a little tangy tomato nyana, know what you're getting yourself into.
And there's nothing
have information at hand. Yes, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Have information at hand and know what it is that you're getting yourself into. And most importantly, know that there are no health implications, especially for the guys.
Yeah, but as a guy, I hope you hold down to day 15 because that's when the chandeliers, everybody's swinging on the chandeliers. But you don't have to wait to day 15. You can do it from day one, is to follow us on our social media platforms. Where can people follow us on our social media platforms, Khumi?
On Twitter, they can find us at DailySunSA.
Yes.
Facebook, DailySun.
Yes.
Or www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, and you can get to see all our episodes there. Big thank you once again to Dr. Zenda. Big thank you to you. I mean, we're sitting on well over 20,000 downloads. It's because of you. You make this show mean something, and we're really humbled by the love and support that you show. But like Oshumi would say at this part of the show, guys, it's winter. People are going to get really jiggy, whether period or not. So please, guys, make sure that you have all that is needed to be strapped, period. Did you see what I did there?
I see what you did there. Guys, seriously, let's keep it safe with our cuddle buddies this winter. You know, we want to come out the other side. Rale shapo, rale orayte. Yeah.
So as Khumi said, guys, no foils, no plastics. It's keeping it straight condom. Life jive.
Condoms cost about $6, y'all.
Yeah, I want to see those condoms that cost about $6. But once again, we thank you to everybody who's tuned in. But from me, I'm Lungis Mbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator. There's still the most handsome guy in the cheese scope.
And me, Rumi, who still does not have an outro but has really cute bangles.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.